Manhood, it can feel complicated. There's all this stuff you're just supposed to know. But what if you don't?
I could use a starting point. You know, one thing to improve my workout or complete a do-it-yourself project.
When it comes to the biggest questions in life, it'd be nice to have actual answers from real experts. So we went out and found some.
My name is Cameron.
And I'm Andy. And this is Man Skills. You've got precious little time, so when you go to hit the gym, it's definitely not to look at yourself in the mirror. Whether you're working towards building muscle or cardio endurance, you want every second to count. Today, a former professional athlete and fitness entrepreneur walks us through the one thing you need to know about making your workout work for you. So today we have with us Alex Harbin.
What up?
Welcome, Alex. Glad to have you here.
Man, I am excited to be here.
Let's get started off with like your background, your resume. You're a former NFL player. You've got a gym, this really sweet gym here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, thank you.
How the heck did you end up here? Where'd you come from?
I've been in the fitness industry now for 10 years. I started my first fitness business when I was in college. I was playing football. I was trying to work out in the summer. And I also needed to have money to eat food and to live life, right?
Yeah,
so I may or may not have gotten permission to start this business on my college campus, but I got six kids to sign up. They paid me $12 a session, and I taught them the fundamentals of speed and agility. It was a six-week program, and it was just incredible. It was like I was just kind of speaking from my own experience, things that I had already known from playing sports. They paid me money for it, and it was really cool. And I got to see them get better, and I got to feel the enjoyment of like building into people and helping them get to a place that they wanted to be.
So out of college, you went into the NFL, right?
So I came out of a D3 school here in Cincinnati. I, you know, kind of got a little bit of recognition. I, you know, a lot of it was grind. I had to kind of put myself in front of the right people.
Yeah.
But I ended up getting invited to do a couple workouts for the Cincinnati Bengals, which is really cool because that's my hometown team. It's the team I reluctantly have to root for every year. So I got to get on there, and I ended up getting invited into the rookie camp for preseason in 2010. You know, I spent a preseason with the Bengals, didn't get invited into the camp, didn't make it, you know, didn't get invited, never made a game check. But those few weeks, that month or so that I was an NFL player, you know, I remember getting interviewed for the news. My parents are so happy. It was a really cool time in my life, you know.
Yeah,
coming out of a Division III school was a really big deal. So
yeah.
In 2013, I opened Iron Sharpens Iron Gym, and we've been going strong ever since. So
why'd you pick that name?
You know, the name for me is really important. If I look at my life and I look at where the circumstances that I come from and where I should be, I have to say, why didn't I end up there? The easiest reason I can find out is because other people cared more about me than they did themselves.
Mm.
Other people were willing to take a chance on me. They were willing to give me resources. They were willing to give me advice. You know, they were willing to build into me at no payback for them. So the name Iron Sharpens Iron comes from Proverbs 27:17 that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And I can only attest that anything in my life that is good has come from God and has come from other people building into me. So,
So regardless of your age or your experience with working out, what is the one thing you need to know about making your workout work for you?
A common mistake is that we want to have a one thing, and that means it can only be one thing. And I was thinking about the concept I learned from Jim Collins, who is the author of Good to Great and Built to Last. And he has this thing he calls the genius of the and. And a lot of times you'll hear a saying that says, it's a sprint, not a marathon, or it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
What I would say is the one thing you need to know about your workout is that it's a sprint and a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that it's about right now and what's attainable right now, but there's also a bigger picture that we have to pay attention to, and your goals should be set accordingly. Another way to say it is what's attainable and what's sustainable.
That's a
great way to look at your fitness journey.
So the sprint and the marathon.
Yes.
How would you apply that to a New Year's resolution workout warrior?
That's great. So a lot of times when we make these resolutions, you know, which are great, I love it. I mean, I love it from so many different aspects. I love that people are just making decisions that say, where I am right now is not where I want to be in the future. I think a lot of times we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and we say, I need to get this done by next week. You know, I went from zero minutes working out last week, and now I'm going to work out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get two hours. If I can work out 2 hours a day, I'll be where I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that is something that you're trying to run a marathon at a sprinter's pace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I would say is when I set my goal, I need to make sure, what can I actually do this week?
Yeah.
What's realistic for me?
Right.
And then I need to do that consistently.
I have totally fallen under the trap of like new year, new me, and I just go into the gym cold and just like try to hit it hard, and then the next day I feel like I got hit by a flipping truck.
And you might have been better off.
Honestly. And then immediately that sets in and I'm like discouraged. I'm like, I can't do this.
Right.
I can't sustain this.
Exactly.
And that's exactly your point. Like,
right.
So you're saying, and just to kind of round it out a little bit, you're saying like the marathon is the long-term goal of health.
Yes.
The sprint is what I'm actually physically capable of doing right now.
Right now. It's really simple. Choose challenge. And what's cool about that is for all three of us sitting here, that means something different, but it means the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It means the same thing. It's the mindset of I'm going to do what challenges me.
Yep.
I'm not going to get caught up in this comparison trap of doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to keep up with you. It's not about that.
Yeah.
The other comparison trap that can happen is we get caught up in comparing ourselves to who we used to be.
Yeah.
And that is very dangerous.
Yeah.
If you're 42 years old and you have two kids and a spouse, you cannot compare yourself to 21-year-old you with no kids and no spouse. You just can't do it.
Yeah,
it's not fair. Yeah. And even though that was you and you experienced both of those, that's still not really you in this context.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You came into fitness as a fitness expert with how much you worked out with your football program and knowing what to do and not to do in the gym.
Yeah.
What are some mistakes you see, I guess, newbies in the gym make when they first come and they're starting a workout and they don't really know what to do?
I think, again, the comparison thing. If someone's brand new, they look at the gym, it's 100% an intimidating place. It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the outside looking in, it's kind of like you feel like you got to get in shape to show up. I'm going to get in shape and then go in. That's just not the case. It's where you go to get in shape. It's where you go to get healthy. It's where you go to learn. If for our boxing classes, if you don't know how to fight, this is where you should be.
Right.
Right.
Like
come and learn. We'll teach you how to punch. You don't already have to know that. So I think a lot of times we let the idea of things, we let the fear creep in.
Yep.
We blow it out of proportion before we actually try it.
To your point, when I started going to Iron Sharpens Iron, and it was the first time I put on boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And
same.
Right.
I'm looking around and I'm seeing all these women who are fierce
and
like how they're fighting. And then my trainer asked me like, hey, give me a one or a two. And I'm embarrassed I don't know what that means.
Right.
And he's like, and then he can tell I didn't have the experience. And he's like, you know what? Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I felt much more comfortable.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know why I was so afraid to admit that I didn't know how to box.
Well, I think there's a stigma for men, right? Like you should know how to, you're a protector.
Yeah.
Right, you should know how to fight. You don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
If I tell someone I don't know how to fight, I'm getting beat up right after that. Right.
Like, right.
Like that's
become an easy target.
Yeah. That's just what, that's that social pressure that we deal with. The first thing you should see when you walk in our gym is a flag that says unashamed. And what we mean that literally, like we don't care where you're coming from, where you've started, how many times you've failed before, all of that stuff is left at the door. You're unashamed inside of this place.
Man, well, shifting gears a little bit, I want to get back into the more pragmatic. How important is what I'm doing before or after my workout to the results that I'm seeing? Like food choices, alcohol, sleep schedule?
The thing is, it shouldn't be about before and after your workout. It should be about a lifestyle change. Right.
Okay.
So if I'm thinking about what I need to do for my workout 30 minutes before my workout, that kind of shows you that that's a very compartmentalized part of your life.
Right. You're already starting from a deficit.
Yeah. And it's almost like, oh, this is an inconvenience. This is a thing that is interrupting my day. What if we just took that marathon approach and said like, okay, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Not what I do before I work out. So some of the things that are really important, sleep.
Yeah.
In 2019, or whenever you're listening to this, you probably have less sleep than you did the year before. Right?
Like, that's right, too. Yeah.
So sleep is a big thing. As much as you can get. That is so important. I would say more than what you're eating and what you're drinking, how much sleep you're getting is going to impact your health in such a major way. After sleep is water. Your water intake is so important. A lot of times, you know, not every time, but a lot of times when we think we're hungry, we might just be thirsty. Mm-hmm. You might just be dehydrated. It's always an afterthought.
Yeah.
Right? Like water is like, oh, I'm thirsty. Now I'll drink water. We should be more proactive about consuming our water. If we don't own the change, it won't happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you could take your business hat off for a second.
Yeah.
Do I really need a personal trainer? Can I just Google my workouts or go run on a treadmill for 30 minutes and let that work for me?
The short answer is no, you do absolutely do not need a personal trainer. You don't need a personal trainer any more than you need a personal chef.
Right.
Personal pastor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like,
if you have them, man, great. That's awesome.
Right.
You know, we live in this kind of like all or nothing society. Mm-hmm. And I wish we were more of an all or something society.
Yep.
So we think if I don't have the trainer, if I don't have this, if I don't have the shoes, if I don't have the, how can I ever get started? And really what that is those are excuses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Those are excuses. When it's all or nothing, that means, man, there's a whole list of excuses that I'm allowed to plug in here because I can't go all.
Yeah.
So I'll go nothing. Mm-hmm. So what you do need and what a personal trainer provides is you need a plan and you need a community. You can have all that without a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. You can do that in a group class. You can do that in, you know, with YouTube. But the thing is, I would always say, don't find someone to start working out with. That's another big barrier that's hard, because if you haven't been working out and I haven't been working out, man, we're going to be even better at working out together. Right? Yeah. Like, find someone who is already doing the thing that you want to be doing.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not a change of pace for them. They're going to be there.
Yeah.
That's I'm going to be at the gym, right? If you know someone in your circle that is already doing the thing that you want to do, say, hey, I don't want to be a bother, but I would love to learn from you. Mm-hmm. And would you mind it if I just came and worked out while you worked out?
Yeah.
Chances are they're going to be like, no problem. And they're not going to be the ones that call you and go, I don't really feel like it today, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's so easy. Yeah. There needs to be some sort of anchor in the relationship of you starting a new thing.
You need someone who's a little bit further along
exactly.
than you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's hard. Again, that's another thing that's really hard for me to do as a man. And I don't see it in my wife as much. Mm. You know, I don't see that in my wife. I don't see it in the women that show up to the gym. The women show up to the gym, they just want to know what to do. They do it, and then they leave. You know, like, and it's really easy. There's really not a lot of, you know, for lack of a better word, ego involved.
Right.
When I look at what my wife does, I think if we took that approach, a more submissive approach to someone who's already doing what we want to be doing, we'll get better.
If you're in Cincinnati, you should check out Alex's gym, Iron Sharpens Iron. Can you tell us more?
Yeah. Iron Sharpens Iron is just a place where positive people in a positive place, great things happen. And we want people to come in and choose challenge for themselves, create the change that they want to see in their life. If you're in the Cincinnati area, you can just go to our website at www.isi-pt.com, or you can find us on Instagram at ironsharpensusa. You know what? If you're not in the Cincinnati area, no problem. I know this about the fitness industry. I know this about America in general, is that there's a lot of people always trying to go to a new place. It's awesome. And no matter where you are, I'm sure there's a great gym in your area. And I encourage you to find that gym, to talk to your friends, get a group of people that want to go to a new place, surround yourself with positive people, find yourself a positive place, and I bet you great things will happen.
Awesome. Alex, thanks for being with us, man.
Yes,
thanks, man.
Alex, it's been great. Always a pleasure.
This has been awesome. Thank you.
Hey, we'd love to continue the conversation with you. You can email us both at podcasts@crossroads.net.
Man Skills is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. Special thanks for our sweet theme music to our friend Alex Stevens. Whoop, whoop.